the rest of the story. From the moment she went into labor, Rosemary felt something was wrong with her unborn baby. When a day had passed after the infant was born, and the new mother was not permitted to see him, she knew something was wrong. The baby was only a little sick, the nurse said. Nothing to worry about, but Rosemary insisted that her child be brought to her. The nurse said the doctor must speak to her first. Well, he did. He said the infant was running a slight temperature, and that was true, but this is the rest of the story. It was 3 days after the baby's birth before Rosemary was allowed to hold him. His fever had passed by then, but his problems, various and unrelated, were far from over. He'd been born with asthma, still had difficulty breathing. He had required a blood transfusion. And then the doctor told Rosemary that she must prepare herself, that in such cases as her son's, the child usually lived no longer than 6 months. The words went through her like a shriek in the night. A torrent of questions whirled in her brain, and then suddenly she noticed it. Something peculiar, something incredible about the infant in her arms. His right side, specifically the right side of his chest, appeared deflated somehow, smaller and less developed than his left side. What was the matter? Rosemary demanded. The doctor called it a congenital defect. The little boy's pectoral muscles, both the major and the minor sets of those muscles on his right side, were completely missing. Mercifully, the baby, little Sean, did not die. In fact, by the age of 2, he had overcome all of his physical problems except that one, the missing muscles. It grieved Rosemary to watch her son struggle with his infirmity. For instance, when Sean was not yet 5, the only thing he wanted was a football uniform, like the ones he'd seen football players wear on television. Reluctantly, his mother bought him one. Even the smallest of the little children's sizes was far too large, but little Sean eagerly put it on, and he went out to the yard to practice tackling. Unfortunately, he chose to practice on a tree, and on the first try, he knocked himself unconscious. And there was another scene, a later one from Sean's childhood, indelibly etched in Rosemary's mind. It's the picture of her 7 years young son clinging to the playground fence, his fingers entwined about the metal mesh. He is gazing inside as the other youngsters, romping and running, are playing football. That vision is particularly poignant now, 14 years later, because of the triumph it represents. For as of this last season, collegiate sports has a new hero. The quarterback of the Wofford College football team. He has already rushed for more yards than any quarterback in the history of college football, and he has perhaps only begun to penetrate the record book. That's right. The impressive young athlete is Sean Graves, who hurls a deadly accurate football with his right arm, minus the muscles most would require to accomplish that. How does he do it? Because some say he just wants to so very much. Well, that must be so. For now you know the rest of the story.